The wild tribes living there brought them furs and precious stones in exchange for tools, cooking pots, and coloured cloth. For Phoenician craftsmanship was known throughout the world. Indeed, their artisans had even helped in the construction of Solomon's Temple in Jerusalem. Most popular of all their goods was their dyed cloth, especially the purple, which they sold throughout the world. Many Phoenicians stayed in their trading posts on foreign shores and built towns. Everywhere they went, they were welcomed, in Africa, Spain, and in southern Italy, on account of the beautiful things they brought. Nor did they ever feel cut off from home, because they could write letters to their friends in Tyre and Sidon, using the wonderfully simple script they had invented, which we still use today. It's true. Take this B, for example. It is almost identical to the one used by the ancient Phoenicians 3,000 years ago, when they wrote home from distant shores, sending news to their families in those noisy, bustling harbour towns. Now you know this, you'll be sure not to forget the Phoenicians.